And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Dr. Ray Brasseur, David Cherami, and Don Arsenault, here to talk about a rededication and celebration of La Maison Broussard at Vermilionville this coming Saturday, May 11th. They're honoring the Beausoleil-Broussard family and rededicating this very special home. And we're going to talk about various aspects of the day and what they're going to be addressing. But David, maybe you can first tell us about the event, kind of give us an overview of the event.
Well, this event will be a very unique opportunity to showcase our most historically significant and oldest home we have at Vermilionville among our many historical houses. It's, of course, the Maison Broussard, as we called it, built by Armand Broussard, son of Beausoleil Broussard, around 1790. And we have our whole team out there right now working hard. I just left them. We're fixing up the place, make it look like it's a bit like – if you go there, you're going to see like it's still being lived in, quite frankly. We redid the gardens. We painted the white picket fence. We did some of the furniture. We acquired some new artifacts. So it's going to be quite a deal for everybody to come out and see that in honor, of course, of the Broussard family, which is so historically significant here in Acadiana.
Mm-hmm. Where was that house originally, David?
Oh, where was it, Rick? Good question. That's a good question. I forget. I knew you were going to ask me that. I should have looked that up.
It seems so perfect where it is now. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, that house was in Lauraville.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it was probably somewhere around the peak of the loop. I don't know how you call that. You know, the it's an eastward trending loop that goes to toward the Atchafalaya, you know, mm-hmm. at Lauraville. Mm-hmm. And that's where the house was located.
And there. Then it was moved to Vermilionville.
Yeah, there was no, there
it
was
had another
right. It went on a journey. There was a Dr. Buchwald who acquired the house and moved it to New Iberia. And I saw it there while it was presented for a while, mm-hmm. and then it eventually became a showcase at Vermilionville.
What a journey! I'm always amazed to hear of the journeys houses took around here. People seem to move them much more easily than they do now. I guess fewer power lines. So it's finally at Vermilionville. How long has it been there?
Well, it's been there since we opened April in 1990, and of course we had to do some work on it. The bousillage, of course, had to be redone. And, of course, we have our master artisan, Dale Pierotti, who's there, also did the work 20 years ago. And we have all our different artisans also. I just want to mention also Greg Guichos, Margot Addison, and Farron Surrett, who are working very hard to get that house back in shape. It's a beautiful site. It's going to be a beautiful day, hopefully. I know there's a little chance of rain, but hopefully if we continue having this great weather, it'll be really a great event.
And you're inviting everyone to come out, and particularly Broussards or descendants of Broussards, to attend this event. Now, you mentioned that the home was for Armand Broussard, the son of Beausoleil, Joseph Beausoleil Broussard. And we could spend hours here, I'm sure, talking about genealogy and connections and everything. But for those people in our audience who have heard the name Beausoleil and know it's connected somehow with Broussard, can we give like a little concise history of why that name is important and how the Beausoleil Broussards got here? Anyone? One of David?
Well, I
Don?
I can answer that.
You are one of the descendants, of course.
The first Broussard to North America was François Broussard. Mm-hmm. And he came apparently as a single man because the first record we have of him in Acadie, he's buying the clothes of a drowned man. He's buying the clothes from the widow. And that's 1671. He eventually marries Catherine Richard, and they have quite a few children. The last two children were Alexandre Broussard and Joseph Broussard. And the place that François chose to settle along the Annapolis River was named Beausoleil. So the two brothers, the two last brothers, acquired the nickname Beausoleil from the place that they grew up. In Acadie. Eventually, they, through the deportation, through the horrific experience of the deportation, they left their homeland and came to Louisiana. And they arrived here in 1765. Ama was the last born child of Beausoleil. I think they had 11 children.
Of Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He and his wife had 11 children. His wife was a Thibodeau. The two Broussard brothers married two Thibodeau sisters. So the Broussard family and the Thibodeau family here in Louisiana are very much aligned.
Many double cousins, I'm sure. Well, tell us just a little bit more about that history. Why is it we commemorate Beausoleil Broussard? What did they do that was so important along the way? Ray?
Well, we're still finding out plenty about that. Mm-hmm. And I think we've learned a lot in the last 15 years or so about the deportation that went a lot deeper than Longfellow did.
which is the poem where so many of us learned our history.
A wonderful poem, mm-hmm. and all. But, they were real live episodes, and apparently, some of the most exciting ones seem to have had to do with this Beausoleil family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one thing, they were resistance fighters, so they hung out. And the idea that the Acadians were timid and went along with the exile and all of that might come out in Longfellow's poem, but it didn't come out in reality, mm-hmm. and so apparently. And so there were groups that resisted the English, mm-hmm. in those days, mm-hmm. and Beausoleil was a leader. Joseph was a leader, mm-hmm. of that group there. Mm-hmm. And he came to be, I guess, famous in the Maritimes, and his legend existed there, and somehow less so in Louisiana. And so we've just been coming to understand that better, mm-hmm. in the last, mm-hmm. couple of decades.
Mm-hmm. And they were responsible for, I guess, getting a shipload of Acadians down to Louisiana and eventually made their way up to, mm-hmm. around what we call Broussard now.
Right. There's a lot of that story, mm-hmm. that parts of it could be legend, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. parts of it are historical, so they did make the journey. And the journey did apparently pass through the Caribbean and Saint-Domingue. But how he came to be on that boat and all that, some of that is legendary, and I've heard some pretty wild tales about that. Don, have you ever heard?
Yes. Beausoleil and his brother, they were resistance fighters. They may have got a little bit of animosity towards the British from their father, who was thrown in jail with four other Acadians for doing something against the British when Beausoleil maybe wasn't even born yet. And Francois kind of had a dislike for the British from then on, and he may have passed it on to some of his children. And Beausoleil and the Beausoleil brothers, Joseph and Alexandre, moved to very far from the British. They moved way up the Piticodiac River, and that's where they were living at the time of the deportation. They were captured, they escaped, they were captured, they escaped, and they eventually led a resistance. They led an armed resistance. But when the writing was on the wall, they gave up. They surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
And they were imprisoned in Halifax. And then when the British and the French signed the Treaty of Paris, an article in the treaty freed the Acadians, gave the Acadians the right to go any place they wanted and settle wherever they wanted. If they stayed on British territory, they had to sign the oath, which they had resisted for many, many years. It appears the Beausoleil brothers decided not to stay in Acadia. In November of 63, they got on a ship with approximately 200 other Acadians, and they went to Saint-Domingue. And from Saint-Domingue, they went to New Orleans. There's some speculation that they may have actually been trying to get to the Illinois country, where there was a French settlement. Mm-hmm. But the Spanish treated them well when they arrived, gave them land, gave them equipment, and gave them the opportunity to settle in the area that was known at the time as the Attakapa, which is now part of Acadiana. And so in 1765, they made their way to the Attakapa. Many people think they settled in a town of Broussard, but the evidence suggests that they really all settled in the Foss Point Loop between a place called Daspit today and New Iberia. And from that place, all the Acadian families began to spread out over time and populate the Attakapa, which now is partly Acadiana.
And soon after that, quite a number of them died, didn't they? There was some great illness that happened, and I think the Beausoleil brothers.
Well, yellow fever, of course, was a constant, mm-hmm. a threat for all the people coming to this area. So, yeah, a lot of people did pass away mm-hmm. right shortly after arriving in South Louisiana with, of course, Beausoleil himself.
Right. But Armand, survived and built this lovely house that is at Vermilionville. I want to tell people who are becoming fascinated by this history that there are lots of places to find out more about the history. Mm-hmm. But what we're talking about today is a rededication and celebration of La Maison Broussard, which is at Vermilionville. Hopefully it's a final home. And there will be a grand celebration this Saturday where lots of people will be talking about the history of the Broussards and various aspects of what the Acadians and particularly the Broussards have done since they arrived. Now, David, there's going to be a lot more happening than just the dedication. You're going to have lots of speakers.
All right. Of course, at 10 o'clock, we'll have the ceremony itself at the house itself. But hopefully there'll be so many people there, and I'm sure there will be. They will have to move shortly thereafter to our performance center where we can start the family reunion itself. And, of course, we'll have Dr. Ray Bresser himself speaking about the history of the house and the region. And we'll have the introduction of lots of guests. And our MC, of course, will be JB himself, Mr. John Broussard, with Zarico Son Pasele, who's also one of our commissioners on the Bayreuth District, will be the master of ceremonies. And we'll have, Ms. Cheryl Broussard-Perret, special guest of the Broussards. Michelle Johnson, also from the Acadian Memorial in St. Martinville, will be having a genealogy demonstration also. Mr. Mitch Conover is also a well-known genealogist in the area. Mr. Charles Broussard and his son Alan Broussard will talk about the ranchers and the descendants of Beausoleil Broussard. And Mr. Don, of course, will be here. Unfortunately, talking about the Thibodeaux, we're going to have Ron Thibodeaux, who wrote a very interesting history about the hurricanes Rita and Ike and their effect on this area, the sort of like the forgotten hurricanes, but unfortunately he won't be there. But if you want to learn a little bit about that history, of course, Ron's book is the place to go for that. And then we'll have speakers. We'll have Mr. Warren Perrin, whose mother was a Broussard, who's married to a Broussard. So he's got, like he says, he has Broussard de bord en bord, from side to side. Dr. Mark Reese will be there speaking also. And we'll have an auction also. One of our employees at Vermilionville, Catherine Fontenot, is an extremely talented artist, and she's working on a reproduction of the Armand Broussard house that we'll be auctioning off for the benefit of the famille Beausoleil also. And like I said, lots of us, I think we'll have lunch, of course. We have our famous La Cuisine de Maman, things to eat and dance. And we'll finish the day off at around 1 o'clock with our famous Cajun Jam, the Cajun French Music Association-sponsored Cajun Jam we have at Vermilionville.
Sounds like an amazing day, incredible celebration.
Yes, and the rededication of the Broussard House is being twinned with the annual meeting of the Famille Broussard Beausoleil Association, which is an organization for all Broussards, all descendants of Broussards worldwide. And there's information. I have information on that if I could share with it for a moment.
Absolutely.
Anybody out there who has a Broussard ancestor, you don't have to have the name Broussard. My closest Broussard ancestor is my grandmother, Emily Broussard. I'm a quarter Broussard. Mm-hmm. But I've been a part of the association since 1999. And it was put together to unite all the Broussards and give them an idea of the history of the family and help them with their genealogy and really just become an extended family. We have an annual get-together once a year. And if people would like information on Famille Broussard, you can go to the CAFA website. You just have to Google CAFA.org and go to Families. And the Broussards are listed there, and you can get contact information, how to join. There's newsletters. There's photos. There's all kinds of information on the Broussard Association here in Southwest Louisiana, which includes members in Texas, Mississippi, and throughout the United States.
All right. Well, sounds like there's going to be a lot going on that day. And if you would like more information about it, of course, you could attend on Saturday and talk with anyone in that organization.
Yes, we're encouraging Broussards to come and join us who are not part of the association and consider joining. Mm-hmm. We could always use more family members in our association.
Well, now one of the things that you all were interested in talking about was one of the main activities of the Broussard families, particularly around that area, seems to be ranching. And I don't know if that's something you've been studying, Ray, but tell us just a bit about that, because that's something we may not always associate with certain families.
Well, if you want to study the history of Acadians in Louisiana, ranching is essential. Because they implemented the ranching industry here. So when the Beausoleils arrived, it was long before they had cattle and they had brands. And, you know, that's one of the interesting ways to do research. You know, in genealogy, we always look for names and we look for lineages to find, you know, generation after generation. But you can do the same thing with brands. So brands were registered, and so they ended up in what's called the old brand book, you know, which was
kind of like a baptismal registry.
It's kind of like that. And so they those brands were transmitted from generation to generation. And so at this event, we're going to have – we're fortunate to have Mr. Charles Broussard, who's an 11th generation rancher, and his brother, Dr. William, both of whom, you know, descended from the, you know, from the earliest ones. And so they still have – Mr. Charles still has the brand – you know, that they came up with during the 18th century. So he calls it the Flying J. Mm-hmm. And his brother, William, has one called the Crescent J. And I think they look about the same, but they had the same design, you know, design implements on them. But at any rate, so that they can talk about that, you know, and it's a way to look at family as it stretched out over the time and associated with one industry. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was very important, and that's what began the colony really over here on this side of the Atchafalaya.
But were they ranching in Nova Scotia at all?
Yes, they had some cattle there. Mm-hmm. They had not only cattle but various other domestic animals there too. So they knew about it. And, you know, curiously enough, they were making hay too, you know, up in Acadia. And so they had the knowledge to do that kind of thing when they came here. But the cattle were just coming into this area from Mexico.
Well, when you say those brands are from the 18th century, how early, what are the earliest brands? Are they from that first generation of Acadians?
No, there were some brands here before the Acadians arrived. So they're in the old brand book, they say the oldest one was a 1739 Grevenberg, mm-hmm, that had that brand. And there were several large ranches before the Acadians arrived. And so they had to, in a way, they had to find a place to raise their cattle. And that's one reason they dispersed from that original location there in Lauraville, was to look for pasture land, I believe. And they did spread pretty rapidly across southwest Louisiana and along the coast into Texas. And so we have Broussards all over the place and initially looking for grazing land.
Hmm. Now, these books that you're talking about, do they actually, like, put a brand in there? They've heated up a brand and they mark it on the page? Was that how they?
No, that was a pretty good artist, apparently, who was ahead of the registry. Mm-hmm. At various times, and they did a really good facsimile of what the brand looked like. You can tell all the details of it.
Right.
And that was very important, you know, because that indicated ownership at a time when cattle were running what they call au large. So they were at large. They weren't in any types of corrals most of the time. They were just running. And each year they had to brand the cattle. They had to brand the calves that were according to who was the mother, mm-hmm, of that calf and what brand she had. That's the brand that the calf took on.
Cattle genealogy. Mm-hmm. Now, you can see here how interesting it is. I mean, we're kind of like veering all over because it's so fascinating, the subject that we have. I do want to remind people that we are talking about an event that will take place this Saturday at Vermilionville. It is the rededication and celebration of La Maison Broussard, which is one of the first homes that was at Vermilionville. It's going to be an amazing day, lots, mm-hmm, of speakers, music, and you're just getting little tastes from Don and Ray, Dr. Ray Bresser. Is a professor here at UL Lafayette in anthropology. And Don Arsenault is very involved in the Broussard family and genealogy and knows so much about it. So just a little taste here of the fascinating history and the culture that you can find out more about on Saturday.
You know, when people come out on Saturday, I try to imagine how it would be if I had that. I don't have that organized with my family, but I would think it would be nice to be able to go see the home place, the actual mm-hmm. house, you know, where it started, mm-hmm. You know, during the 18th century. So we don't get a chance to see that in many of our families. Also, there was a particular brand that Ottomon Broussard had for his cattle that goes back to the
1770. It was registered in 1770.
Mm-hmm. And that brand has been remade from the old brand book, and it will be there. And we're heating it up there at Vermillionville and making imprints on various items.
No cattle, no people.
Little leather coasters.
Yeah, the nearest we can come.
That's right. But
now, what does it look like? What does that brand look
it's
like?
It's kind of a triangular shaped.
Mm-hmm. With little hooks on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little J's. It's like a triangle with little J's coming off of it, mm-hmm. I guess you would
and
say.
And where did that come from? Does anyone know what it symbolized or?
I'm very interested in what those brands might symbolize, mm-hmm. but it's tricky.
Yeah,
it's a study of semiotics. We call that. Mm-hmm. It's very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. Some of them have letters on them that refer to the families, various families, but some don't. You know, mm-hmm. and so you have to figure out what was the inspiration for
it? Was it religious? Was it
a shot of whiskey? So
But nonetheless, we'll get to see that brand, and you can bring home a little symbol of that brand as well this Saturday. It starts at 10 o'clock. David?
10 o'clock from mm-hmm. 10 to 4. Yes.
All right.
And like I said, we have all these activities going on: the rededication, the family reunion. Historic cattle brands, discussions. We also have tours of the house. Also, if you want to see the house inside, like I said, we're just having all the armoires and the chairs and the beds, all having that repolished and refinished, and it's going to look fantastic.
Well, describe that house. What's so particular about that house? It's from the 1790s. That's very old.
Yeah.
How would you describe the style of it?
Well, what I find is – and we all should appreciate about that house is that it was built by a person who came through the exile.
Mm-hmm. He was born in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, so he arrives over here as a young boy, and then, you know, in 25 years after his arrival, around that time, he builds this house. And it's a huge, I mean, for its day.
Yeah, well, I mean, even today, I mean, I've been to friends' houses. I don't know what the square footage is, but it's probably comparable to my house, quite frankly.
Well, he had a lot of children?
Yes.
Armand?
He did.
Yes, Armand had, I think the number is 11 mm-hmm. known children, and two died in very young. One survived to his early 20s and died, and I think 9 children married. And from those 9 children, Ama had 129 grandchildren.
Whoa.
He needed a big house.
And that's why there's so many Broussards around nowadays, right. too.
By the time he died, about half of them weren't born. Mm. I think 44 were born when his wife was still alive, and another 18 were born after both of the grandparents had passed
away. That's amazing.
So he had quite a clan of a family.
Well, and as we said, I've discovered cousins here too. On the Alexon side, they have just as many. So you can just imagine the family dinners that they had and Sunday visits.
I'm a fifth. My Ama Broussard was my fifth great grandfather and direct descendant. And every time I've walked into that house, there's been a really special feeling. There's been a connection with somebody that I'll never know, but who I come through. And it's just a really wonderful feeling to walk through any of the houses in Vermillionville, realizing mm-hmm. that these are the houses of our ancestors.
Right.
These are what we have left.
Right, that they walked there. They walked through those spaces.
In terms of the historical footprints of how they would have lived at the time the houses were occupied.
Right. And again, a connection to Acadie, because he was born there, came mm-hmm. here as a young boy, and then built this house. So what an amazing connection we have there. It's open to everyone? Do you pay to go in?
We have admission. We have mm-hmm. Our regular $10 admission for adults, but also we have a special $5 admission for members of the Broussard Family Association. I would think if you want to sign up that day too, I think we could work in a $5 admission and have the reviews.
I'm sure definitely there
also.
Could be something arranged. Any Broussard descendants out there, if you'd like to join now. Go to the website. Join when you walk through the gate, and you'll get a $5 reduction
for the day. That sounds like a great deal. And what is that website again?
It's the CAFA website, CAFA.org, which is a big umbrella organization for all the Acadian families that are organized here in South Louisiana. And if you go to that website, Google it, and just go to families, families with websites on the CAFA site will have contact information and other information on that site.
Okay, and again, the reduction on Saturday when you go to the Broussard dedication, rededication of La Maison Broussard. This is all taking place at Vermilionville in Lafayette. My guests are David Cherami, who is director of Vermilionville, Dr. Ray Brasseur, who is a professor here at UL Lafayette in anthropology and actually so many fields, Ray. I hate to work you in there. You're into folklore and obviously history and so many aspects of our culture, and Don Arsenault descended from all kinds of Broussards and Thibodeaux, and obviously an expert on the family and involved in the association, the Broussard Family Association, directing you on how you can be a part of that association as well. So a big celebration really about Acadian culture and those groups who came down here and made their lives here and really created everything that, that we think of as Acadiana here. Anything else we need to know about the day? You can pay at the gate.
Right. You can come in. Like I said, come in and join the festivities. There'll be things going on all day long, you know, from 10 to 4, and everybody's welcome. Like, and like Don said, whether you're a Broussard or not, you know, everybody's welcome. But you probably are. If you're from South Louisiana, you might, you probably have some Broussard somewhere there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, with that, just one person having 120-something grandchildren, you know you are. Now, is there going to be food as well?
Oh, of course. Yeah. We'll have, like I said, our restaurant, like Cuisine de Maman. We'll have our regular weekend buffet, you know, for $11.95, all you can eat. It's always delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just the amazing opportunity to talk family. Just think how many cousins you're going to find if you head over there and just start just scratching the surface as to who you're related to, who your mama was, who your grandmother was.
Well, I hear a rumor, maybe Don, you can verify this. I've heard that, that Beyonce is a descendant of...
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. And I wouldn't want to start a rumor that she's going to show up, but I have
I heard she was going to show up.
You heard that? Okay. Well, maybe it might be true. I don't know. She's on a world tour, you know, and we're in the world, so, I mean, she might show up.
That's wicked, wicked.
But apparently she is a descendant of Beausoleil Broussard.
Pretty amazing. Well, just to be there, walk through this house, talk with so many Broussards, and learn so much about our history. Lots of speakers, including Dr. Ray Brasseur. You're going to be giving a talk, Don, as well?
Short talk.
All right. Okay. And again, the opportunity to speak with all of you who are giving talks and learn more, share more. Just a great opportunity on that day. So, David, are you related to the Broussards?
I'm from the other side of the Atchafalaya. So, and there are Broussards there, but I'm not too sure of their genealogies. But it might be the same, but I don't believe I have any Broussards, unfortunately. You know, we all have our crosses to bear, but, you know, I try to do what I can without being a Broussard.
Maybe an honorary. I'm sure. Well, thank you all for coming to let us know about the day, for having this day. It is La Maison Broussard, a rededication and celebration, this Saturday at Vermilionville. It starts at 10 o'clock, goes through the afternoon. Just an amazing opportunity to talk with people who know so much about the history and that particular family. And as we were saying, just to get to walk through that house and feel the connection with the history.
Vive les Broussard, vive les Acadiens.
Merci beaucoup. À vous.